Okay, Suave Radio, we'd like to welcome to our studios Mr. Antonio Reyna. Good morning.
Good morning, Esteban. How are you?
I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Thank you. That's quite an introduction. I appreciate you always saying such great things about me.
Well, let me brag a little bit about you because, Antonio, I know that we have known and loved your music for, I'm guessing 25 years now. This is your 25th year, right?
This is my 25th year. It's an extra special year for sure.
And we're going to talk as to why that's special in just a moment, because you have a lot in common with very famous singer Lola Beltran, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But Antonio Reyna, international award-winning mariachi vocalist and New Mexico native, one of New Mexico's most beloved and celebrated entertainers. Born and raised in Gallup, Antonio was introduced to mariachi by way of Lola Beltran's, or Lola La Grande, as her millions of fans throughout the world knew her by television show En el Estudio de Lola Beltran. This year marks his 25th year in the entertainment industry. Obviously, Antonio has performed all over the Southwest and Mexico and has been the only American performer invited to perform in El Rosario Sinaloa. What was that like? My gosh, that's beautiful.
Oh, gee. Well, El Rosario, Sinaloa is the birthplace of Lola Beltran, and every year they have a great festival out there, an art festival that celebrates not just music, but theater and writing and painting, just a variety of the arts, right? And to be invited out there by Maria Elena Leal, her daughter, was probably the greatest honor I could ever imagine. As an artist who's in awe of this great performer, the very first time I stepped out on stage, and it was one of those moments of excitement, of so many emotions hit at one time. So we walked out on stage and I looked out in front. To the right of me was a bronze statue that was erected for her, gosh, many years ago there in Rosario. The church, the Santuario de la Virgen de Rosario, lit up, and in the church courtyard is where Lola's resting place is. So while I'm on stage, sound check, I see this, I see her tombstone, I see family. Man, it just broke down. And so my eyes got watery. I had to have mariachi start a couple times. I can get in the groove. Maria Elena came out and very comforting, and just like, you know, I told her, man, you don't even know what this is at this moment, right? Everything, the clarity that came through at that moment, it's one of those that I can still feel and remember shutting my eyes and opening and thinking, how in the world did this little kid from beautiful Gallup end up in Mexico performing music that I grew up living or listening to and loving so much, and now I'm performing it in front of my idol's family and friends and where she started, and man, it was something else. I'm definitely favored.
You have a lot in common with her. Not only are you international beloved mariachi vocalists, but this 25th year that you are in the business is also the 25th year that we're celebrating her memory.
That's right. Tomorrow, as a matter of fact, March 24th, 1996, that's the day and for mariachi history, or for music history in general, that the world really stopped and stood still for a second when they announced the passing of Lola Beltran in Mexico City. One of those very difficult moments, not just for mariachi, but for the music world in general, because she had taken mariachi, my goodness, with her there were no boundaries. She brought it to the United States early on and deep into South America. She played at the Tchaikovsky Theater in Moscow. She played in India. She played in France. Mariachi was everywhere thanks to Lola Beltran. And so many people have done it since then, but if you think about it, she started in the late 40s, right? She was very early, very young. She was 15 years old when she started in a world that was pretty much dominated by men. You had Pedro Vargas, Jorge Negrete, Pedro Infante, José Alfredo had just also begun around that time. So very heavy in the men in the industry. And here she comes just killing it and became known as La Reina de la Canción Ranchera from about 1957 and carried that. And to this date, people are still like, oh gosh, there's Lola wasn't a singer of mariachi music, right? She was the song. She lived it. She portrayed it. She used the hands that everybody just admired about her. And there was an elegance about her that impacted so many artists, and including people like Linda Ronstadt, right, who idolized her as well, and it got the opportunity to work with her. And then you have the newer generation that Linda inspired, right? Mm-hmm. And then now the newer generation, even after that are still doing that. And it all stems from folks wanting to perform and just get to that level of Lola Beltran that she just lives so naturally.
You know, Antonio, we really appreciate the fact that you have these CDs and music that you have shared with us that we could share with our listening audience. Why don't we talk about this CD that you shared with us to honor Lola?
Okay. Well, yeah, this is my newest release, which, you know, we're getting all fancy now with the whole digital thing and download.
Fancy.
And yeah,
it's nice.
I'd still like to record a record if I could, but, you know, not too many people have record players in their cars. They barely have CD players in their cars anymore. So, but this one is called Homenaje a Lola La Grande. So I figured to celebrate my 25th anniversary as an artist and a performer, what better way to celebrate than to honor the memory of this incredible woman and who was my greatest inspiration. So we did. I called a friend of mine who runs Mariachi Internacional Guadalajara in Guadalajara, Jalisco, and his name is Herman Gutierrez Corona, and said, Herman, I want to do this album, but I want it extra special. I want classic arrangements. I want them done in the fashion as if you were going to back up Lola Beltran yourself. And he brought a great group together, Mariachi Internacional Guadalajara. They too are very well known across the country, across the world pretty much. They've played quite a bit of places as a professional group. They've been to mariachi festivals all over, including Albuquerque, where I had the opportunity to meet Herman several years ago. And he said, yeah, let's get that going. So we started that last summer, and he had the music ready for me. So we flew down to Guadalajara and recorded there in Tlaquepaque, Jalisco. So this is my first project that I've ever done in Mexico, where we actually recorded in the studios there. We recorded in Gil Productions, which is in Tlaquepaque. Gil Aguirre happens to be a member of Mariachi Vargas at Tecalitlan. And Cristian Estevas was my engineer, and who is a wonderful violinist who played with Mariachi Sol de Mexico for many years, and he comes from Venezuela. So I had some great talent that was working on my project. And then, of course, under the direction of Herman, we selected 12 of my favorite Lola Beltran songs, some of her standards that everybody knows, Cucurrucucú, Paloma, Paloma Negra, esas canciones como esa, La Feria de las Flores, Tres Días, but we added some others in there that were my favorite that she did, so like songs like La Muerte, Empuñalada Trapera, La Canción Mexicana, Mía de Manuel Esperón, A la Orilla de un Palmar, so just some really great classic songs, En Cuenta Perdida, which is actually a beautiful poem written by a Mexican poet named Salvador Novo, and he actually gave Lola that song in her hands, and they put music together, and she just turned out a beautiful version of that song in the late 60s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. And so I tried it, and it didn't come out too bad, so we're proud of the record. But it's a great album. I hope everyone goes to pick it up, just because I think it's probably the most important project I've done in my career, aside from the very first one, but this one just to commemorate. And anybody who knows me or has followed my career knows how much I love Lola and what an inspiration she's been to me. So it's a small way to thank her, is just to keep her songs alive.
Why don't we play a couple of songs back to back and introduce the first song, and then when we come back from the second one, we'll talk about it. But what's the first song that we're going to play?
So the first song is La Canción Mexicana.
Okay.
Great song written by Lalo Guerrero, A lot of people recognize that name from the Chicano music movement in in L.A. He wrote this song, my gosh, many, many years ago. And Lola traveled all over and did this a lot for her opening. So Lalo Guerrero's La Canción Mexicana will be the first one. And then Tomás Méndez, who was one of her most influential writers for Lola's career, Puñalada Trapera, which is the newest and the first release that we've actually put out from the album, is what you'll hear after that. So it's Puñalada Trapera de Tomás Méndez.
All right. For your enjoyment, here is Antonio Reina.
Hoy que lleno de emociones me encuentro con mi jarana. Voy a rendir homenaje a la canción mexicana. Voy a rendir homenaje a la canción más galana, la canción más primorosa que es la canción mexicana. Va a ser pesos y a montones, no hay como el americano. Va a conquistar corazones, no hay mejor que un mexicano. ¿Y cómo es que lo consigue? Sino cantando canciones. Como es el cielito lindo que alegra los corazones. No hay otra cosa más linda que las mañanitas frías. Cantarle a mi rancherita mañanitas tapatías, que nos trae mucha alegría, emoción al cuerpo mío, con los sones abajeños de un mariachi tapatío. ¡Hey! No te rajes, mi internacional Guadalajara. Es la canción mexicana la que se mereció, no, por ser la más primorosa y alimento en el amor. Hay canciones extranjeras que alborotan la pasión, pero ni una se compara con esta dulce canción. Que si Adelita quisiera ser mi novia, y si Adelita fuera mi mujer, le compraría un vestido de seda para llevarla a bailar al cuartel. Me estoy muriendo y tú como sin nada, como si al verme te alegraras de mi suerte. Qué mal te hice que no supiste perdonarme. Me estoy muriendo por tu culpa, por tu culpa. Si me engañabas con tu labia traicionera, la puñalada que me diste fue trapera. Salva quien no tiene corazón. Qué mala forma de pegarle a un corazón.
me estoy muriendo por tu culpa, por tu culpa. Si me engañabas con tu labia traicionera, la puñalada que me diste fue trapera. Salva quien no tiene corazón. Qué mala forma de pegarle a un corazón, pero qué mala forma de pegarle a un corazón.
Suave Radio, visiting with our good friend Mr. Antonio Reina. Antonio, that's a beautiful, beautiful song that we just heard.
Thank you. Yeah, Puñalada Trapera, it's classic. Yeah. It's classic.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we're going to continue with our good friend. Please call a friend, call a family, call someone you love that, you know, absolutely loves mariachi music, and tell them to tune in right now to Suave Radio. This is a very special show. Suave Radio, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Antonio Reina. Welcome back, Antonio.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now,
in my best Elvis impersonation. Thank you very much. If y'all could see me, I got my lip kind of curling up and everything.
Yeah, man. The mariachi Elvis.
Yeah.
Now, Antonio, I have to say, your mariachi, what do you call this outfit in Spanish again?
Traje de charro.
Yeah. You have just gorgeous wardrobe. Absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you.
Both CDs, there's a number of different beautiful outfits that you're wearing. And I have to ask, where do you get them?
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate that. They come from different places. So when I first started, I used to purchase them kind of off the rack in the Mercado in Juarez and would bring them up and have to get refitted or whatever, because that's at one time I was a little bit thinner and could, you know, all before all the chicharron burritos kicked in and everything. So now they're special done for me. I've had one made in Tijuana. I've had one, couple of them made in Mexico City, but a majority of them come out of Guadalajara. So the work on them is unique, especially to the area here. My suits tend to be a little busy, but you know, I've always thought it's important when you come out on stage that you look the best that you possibly can, because mariachi is such an elegant music. It is a representation of that audience, and the way I present myself on stage is that it's a representation of who I am as a person, of my audience, of my mom and dad, of my community, of my church, of everything that I am is in that one package. So I do take time to make sure it looks good, and I pay respect to the music and all the musicians that have come before me or that accompany us on stage. So a lot goes into that, you know, and some colors look better on me than others, and I'm not afraid to use them, right? So yeah. I've got everything from purple to white to browns and coppers and blacks. And so I just think it's nice. And the goal is when I come out on stage, I like to touch at least three of your senses, right? Your vision. So we give you something nice to look at as far as the suits are concerned. Hopefully when you're hearing the music, you really enjoy it and you're into it and it puts you in a new place, right? In a very special place. And a lot of folks, I like cologne, and I picked up that habit from my mom because my mom loves cologne or perfume. She used to, that's one of the things, like most of my family always say, oh, remember my Auntie Sipa used to smell like Taboo and she smelled so good all the time. And because my mom's name is Cipriana and they call her Sipi, right? So it's a habit I picked up from her. And so when you walk in the space, people are like, man, that smells good. So I've hit three senses at that time. And anybody that's been to my shows knows I like to come off stage, go into the audience and grab people's hands and just share energy. And there's a touch, right? So in that instance. So we kind of incorporate all of that in a very conscious effort in our shows.
I do want to say that I knew that about you because I've been to your performance performances. I this last week when I got your CDs in the mail, you sent them in a really nice envelope with your image, imaging on the top left, Antonio Reina logo, which I said, this is first class, man.
Oh, thank you.
I open up the envelope, and I have this beautiful Antonio Reina card with a handwritten note from you. Mm-hmm. And the ink matches the color, by the way, of the card.
Oh, that was coincidence.
Okay, well, no. I was like, man, this is amazing. But it really made me feel super special, mm-hmm. because you went first class to take the time to send this to us so that we could share with our listening audience. But the way that we had received it, I said, man, he's first class.
Well, thank you. And well, I appreciate that. It's a business, right? It's the music industry is something that makes us feel good, but it's also a business, and it should be an extension of your show. And I'd like to think that everything that has my brand on it or Antonio's attached to it, people will think, man, that's nice. That looks good. We have a quality product. Matthew Gutierrez, who owns CNR Music and Entertainment in Albuquerque, he's designed my last four CD covers, and he does just a fantastic job, and I get compliments on the product itself because Matthew takes his time and his brands on that, and all of us come together to put a great product out for the folks that buy. You know, music's expensive to buy, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and people work real hard for their money, and we want them to make sure that they get a quality product when they give it to us to buy the CD. So that's always the goal. All of us come together and we review things. Multiple people review things with us, and we think, yeah, it's not offensive. It's a good color scheme. There's not anything that's giving a negative message in the imaging whatsoever. So all of those things come into play when we're thinking, because that's not what our music's about, right? We want to make sure nothing is offensive or in bad taste. And so I've got a wonderful team that works to put this together for us.
Now, I love the album covers, first class. So mm-hmm. when you buy the CD or if you buy the digital music, I'm sure it'll come with the album cover as well, so you'll be able to see that. But we're going to play now two more songs.
Okay.
Tres Dias and Cucuru Cucu. But where can people buy your CD and digital music?
Well, thank you for asking, because sometimes when I come out on the interviews, I forget. And then somebody would say, well, where am I going to buy it? I was like, oh, I had all these people listening and I didn't have it. So my website, which is www.antonioreina.com, the CD drops tomorrow, but I did understand that they do have it available to send out. So if there are earlies, you can go on right now and they'll get that sent out to you. And also through all of your digital platforms like Amazon and iMusic and the Apple one. I'm not an iUser. I'm in the minority, apparently, I'm always told. I still have a plain old Android use. Spotify, those types of things, you can download from there.
Okay, Antonio Reina, and that's spelled R-E-Y-N-A, so that we can make that clarification, antonioreina.com, mm-hmm. and all the platforms that Antonio mentioned. So we're going to start this next segment of songs with Tres Dias. Enjoy.
Tres días sin verte, mujer, tres días llorando tu amor, tres días que miro el amanecer. No más tres días te amé y en tu mirar me perdí, y hace tres días que no sé de ti. ¿Con quién me engañas? ¿Dónde estás? ¿Qué estás haciendo? Tres días que no sé qué es alimento, solo tomando
ay, 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 tu amor me va a matar. Ay, 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 ay,
yo no sé qué hacer.
Si me niegas alma mía tu querer.
Ay, 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 ay,
ay,
ay,
ay, ay, ay, ay, ay, tu amor me va a matar. Ay, 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 ay,
ay,
yo no sé qué hacer.
Yo no sé qué hacer.
Si me niegas alma mía tu querer.
Que por las noches no más se le iba en puro llorar. Dicen que no dormía, no más se le iba en puro tomar. Juran que el mismo cielo se estremecía al oír su llanto. Cómo sufrió por ella, que hasta en su muerte la fue llamando. Paloma triste, muy de mañana, le va a cantar a su casita sola, con sus puertitas de par en par. Juran que esa paloma no es otra cosa más que su alma, que todavía la espera a que regrese la desdichada.
Suave Radio. We are visiting with our good friend Antonio Reyna. You can buy his music. We're going to tell you where you can get it just in case you missed it. But keep it locked right here on Suave Radio. Back with more in just a moment. Suave Radio, I want to say good morning to Lee Garcia. Good morning, Lee, with Garcia Tire, the fastest tire in the north. With us in the studios is Antonio Reyna. Good morning, Antonio.
Good morning, Esteban.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I know this past year, obviously, has been difficult for everyone with the pandemic. But I also know that it's been difficult for people that love music, that want to see music, but also for the musicians who have not been able to have their performances.
Sure.
What's this past year been like? Obviously, for you personally.
Well, it's definitely been a challenge. But before I go into that answer, sure. I just, on the songs we just heard, again, those last two, Tres Días and Cucurrucucu Paloma were great songs by Tomás Méndez. He wrote a lot of her repertoire, right? And we all know Cucurrucucu was probably Lola's signature song, right? Wherever
Love
she
it.
Went. She'd been doing that song since... Probably, I think she put that first one out in 55, and then it was recorded several times after that with either live versions or within the two or three different record labels that she performed on. So, and each time it was just as powerful. And I hear the arrangement now, and Herman and Internacional Guadalajara did such a great job in capturing some of the old sound to that.
Yep.
The voice, it was all right. But the arrangements were fantastic, so I hope people enjoyed that.
I beg to argue with you. The voice was incredible.
Well, thanks. And Tres Días, so whenever I get new music, I play it for my folks, right? We sit down. We were having lunch, I think. My mom and dad and my mama Maria were there listening. And when I know my... Because your folks are always your number one fans, right? My dad has a unique way of letting me know if something's extra nice. And so in this particular one was Tres Días because he continued to sing it afterward. So it stuck in him from all of them on the album. That's the one. So so that's a compliment when my dad will whistle it or sing along with it or carry on singing it. That's nice. Yeah. But to answer your question, it has been challenging, right? Especially for our colleagues who this is their living, the live performances. I think there was a lot of valuable lessons that happened this last year. One, the music doesn't die out, right? People are hungry for it more now. People got very creative. Facebook Live went, like everybody was doing a Facebook Live stuff. We saw podcasts start, you know, Andrea Michelle, she started up a good one during the time.
And she just did one recently with Darren.
Yeah. I was on that, I think, several months back. But, and you and I were talking, Daniel Lee does his Friday night performances, which I was also on that, which was fun.
And by the way, Daniel Lee, you're going to have to come to the studio soon.
Yep. Did you hear that, Daniel? but I think it forced all of us to get a little creative. I put out an album last year in March. We put out another one. So we stayed recording the music, so we couldn't really push it out and live. But I think it was important to continue making it as much as you could and sharing it by whatever means you could do, could share it. But I hope during this time people understood that the music is what kept us all together, that we were maybe slowed down just a little bit and began to appreciate the work that goes into it a little bit more, shared the positiveness around everything, really found out that music is what keeps us together when everything else in the world is trying to separate us. Nothing was more apparent than that this last year. So I hope we took it, it became very spiritual in a sense. It's a difficult question to answer because from every angle, I know our audience is missing it. I see them out. And I had a very sweet lady approach me in the Albertsons, grabs my hands and was just, you know, mask on and everything. She just wanted to touch and I had done some songs that her husband really liked, and he passed. And so when she saw me, the emotions of being at the show, and how much she kind of missed that and bringing the music together. We always joke about everybody's grandma's favorite singer, right? Because of the style of music I do. But there's nothing more special than knowing that and how much a part of people's family I've become. And that's a responsibility I take seriously because it's special. You know, it's very special to me. And even through the pandemic, the notes that people would leave on my social media or sending out to the house or whatever, we would get them, seeing them out in the stores and things like that. They're eager for it and ready to go see us. So as we are ready to put that show on for you.
Well, I want to say a really good way of supporting our New Mexico music artists are to tune in whenever they're doing stuff like this interview or whether they're on Facebook or wherever they're at, but also to buy the music, to support it. These are very expensive projects, and to continue to keep financing the projects to make it happen because you have to bring everybody together. Everyone in the band, but you have engineers and you have studio time and equipment and all that, so very expensive. So a great way to support New Mexico music artists or any music artist for that matter is to buy their music. You are a New Mexico native, but you are mariachi.
Mm-hmm.
And so to support our New Mexico artists, to AntonioReina.com right now, right?
Yes.
And that's Antonio Reyna, REYNA.com. And buy his music. You're going to love it. And I was just sharing with you that I was doing a little bit of cooking last night, enjoying myself, listening to your music. And it's a really great time to also feed the soul. I was sharing with you that music is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all use more medicine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, pop on your Antonio Reyna CD, Homenaje a Lola Beltran, or Lola La Grande, which is our newest release. Throw on some red chili, start making some red chili, and watch the flavor that it brings to that chili. It's something different. Same thing when you're making bizcochitos, right? You're doing the dough, and my grandma always taught that the love that comes from your hands goes into the dough, which is how it keeps together without adding any water, anything like that. Just to mix the ingredients of the bizcochito dough that you make for your family. It's an extension of you and the love that you have for that. So those are great stories that I always have. And the music was always playing. My grandma had Lola Beltran records playing in her music room when I was a kid. I was 2 years old, 3 years old. And that is the voice that was in my house. My mom and dad, my mom loves mariachi, right? Miguel Aceves Mejia is her favorite. Growing up with that in the house, Lola, still. My dad loved trio music. I put out a trio CD a few years ago, La Pasión de Mi Padre, and it's the classic old trio sound. Sabor a Mí, Historia de un Amor, Solamente Una Vez, Cenizas, some Agustín Lara stuff. All of that is where my music comes from, right? The influence of my family and of course, Lola La Grande, no? And thank goodness that music doesn't have borders because I don't know if I would have ever been able to hear that and been influenced the way I have been had she not been exposed in our country, right? Mm-hmm. And then to see her live for the first time, I was hooked. I watched her, as you mentioned in my bio earlier, used to watch her on Noches Tapatías was one of the shows she had first on Galavision, and then she had her own in El Estudio de Lola Beltrán. A lot of artists started there. Pedro Fernandez, Ángeles Ochoa, Luis Miguel. If you go look at those old recordings, he's 7 or 9 years old, something around there, on her show, right? So not only was she probably Mexico's greatest, but she started a lot of folks and was very supportive of new acts coming in, right? And I've met a lot of people that I listened to as a kid. I've met them and I've worked with them and I've shared stages with them. And I think of the names I've worked with as Beatriz Adriana, Rosenda Bernal, Antonio Aguilar Hijo, Yolanda del Rio, Juan Valentin, which was fantastic, you know, Valente Pastor, María Elena, Valentina Leiva, just a lot of really neat people that I grew up listening to, I've worked with and I've shared the stage with. And it's just fantastic. The music is medicine, and it makes you want to do more and more and more and keep people together and keep mariachi in front of you.
We're going to listen to another couple of songs. We have, I believe, La Muerte and Mia.
Yeah, La Muerte is another song by Tomas Mendez. That's one of my favorite Lola Beltran songs. Wasn't a big commercial hit song, but that recording that she did in Peerless in probably 1957, one of my favorites. It's so good. It's raw. It's a great song. And it's La Muerte sounds scary, but it's actually, you know, the calaveras and stuff that they have, Dia de los Muertos. It's a fun song in that instance, right? So it's not anything scary, but it's a fun song. And then Mia is a song that Manuel Esperon wrote. Manuel Esperon is a great writer, producer, and he used to do a lot of scores for movies back in the old days. So Jorge Negrete, Pedro Infante, Ay Jalisco No Te Rajes, Cocula, different songs like that are Manuel Esperon tunes. And he wrote this one, which is a great love song, and Pedro Infante put this out. But we chose to do it more because Lola, she recorded it, but with banda, ironically, right? She never recorded it with mariachi. It's live in her live recordings, but not an actual recording. But the lyrics are so beautiful. And I thought, man, Manuel Esperon could really pin down something happy and exciting, yet something so beautiful and lovely as Mia. The trumpet work in that is fantastic. Herman, again, did a fantastic job on those arrangements for me.
All righty. Well, here we are with Antonio Arena and La Muerte.
Luciendo mil llamativos colores. Véndame un beso, pelona, que ando huérfano de amores. El mundo es una arenita y el sol es otra chispita. Cantando por entre las nopaleras. ¿En qué quedamos, pelona? ¿Me llevas o no me llevas?
dicha es tenerte así, mi cielo. Sintiendo tu corazón latir, bebiendo con ansiedad tu aliento, quemándome en tu mirar febril. Hay gente que de dolor se muere. Tu aliento, sintiendo tu corazón latir. Hay gente que de dolor, ay, se muere.
Suave Radio, good morning, and Antonio, wonderful phone call to the studios.
Yeah, Grace, bless Grace. It's so nice to hear from her. From mariachi shows back in the day in Albuquerque and different stuff, yeah.
Well, Grace, thank you for calling and for talking with Antonio as we're celebrating and receiving the medicine of music, and so thankful that we have the opportunity to be spending some time together. And I want to send a special thank you to someone who texted our studio line. Wonderful show. Nice to hear your voice. Thank you for being on. Send me your name, and I'll send a shout-out to you. Antonio, where has the hour gone, my friend?
Has it already been an hour?
Yes.
And normally I talk and talk and talk, so I'm glad we got to hear music this time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do have another couple of songs, and why don't we, use the rest of this hour to talk with you, and then we'll start the 10 o'clock hour with their other two songs. But
okay,
Antonio, I know that, again, we want to put a plug in. Go to antonioreyna.com, R-E-Y-N-A, Antonio, R-E-Y-N-A.com to buy his music. And what are you looking forward to the most as we start seeing things open up little by little? And it's nice to see, and it's encouraging, because for me, and I'm just throwing it out there in the universe, that I would love to have our fiestas back again, and I would love to have you performing for our fiestas. So I'm just throwing it out there to the universe. But what do you look forward to most?
Well, fiestas, for sure. I go way back on the fiesta time with Santa Fe fiestas when I started. Diana Varado used to bring me for different events, whether it was at the Lenzic or at the Plaza. Herman and group taking me out to the opera house. So I've been part of that. But I used to come up and watch Genoveva Chavez a lot. Very good to me when I first started. All these wonderful New Mexico artists that sometimes go unmentioned were so influential to me. Genoveva Chavez was one. They always called her La Reina de las Fiestas. Loved her so much, right? Andrea Gallegos, Heraclio Perez, El Galán. I remember singing in church with these folks in the pews there for Virgen de Guadalupe fiestas or festivals, feast day. And I just remember sitting there, like, how in the world? I have Nena Garcia right next to me and Andrea next to her, El Galán, Heraclio at the end, they're all there to serenade Our Lady of Guadalupe, right? And now I look, because I still do that, over 20 years I've been doing that every year, and I look over and they're all gone. And the only one that's left there is still me, thank goodness, you know? But that's I carry that, right, with everybody. I look forward to getting back out on the road and taking the stage show for sure. We have a wonderful stage show where we work with Mariachi Raíces de América that comes from El Paso. These guys have been working with me, my goodness, 12 years. I've known them since they were babies, and now they're getting married and having kids, and you know, they've just been by my side. And to get back on stage to feel the energy with them, I definitely miss that. The dance troops throughout the state, you know, we get take shows to El Paso and Tucson and Denver and all throughout New Mexico. Getting back into Mexico, where we had a pretty successful tour that would start in Navajoa, Sonora, all the way into Concordia and Sinaloa, or Rosario, of course, in Sinaloa. So I'm looking forward to just getting back out and touching people. I know it's going to be a lot different now, but I still like to feel the energy of the handshake and just the energy exchange there. Mm-hmm. I definitely miss that.
Yeah, a lot of the elbow bumps getting kind of old now.
Yeah, I'm over the elbow bumps, but it's okay. And you know, we're careful, right? Mm-hmm. Knock on wood, and I think
we have to be, but we can still look forward to.
Exactly, we can still shake a hand. You grab your little wipe maybe afterward, and these are habits that I already had developed before pandemic, right? So I can't get sick and cancel a show, especially if people spend a dollar to come see me. I need to make sure that we're at full force for that dollar, right? We got to earn that dollar. So you're careful, and I'm just looking forward to getting back out, saying hi, selling and signing the CDs, because I'm very proud of this project. I really hope for the sake of it that everybody grabs this album and adds it to your collection, because it is a tribute to Mexico's greatest, La Grande, La Reina de la Música, La Madre de Nuestra Música Mexicana, Lola Beltrán. And in my humble little voice, right? But Mariachi Internacional, together with myself, I think we really, it was a labor of love, and you can hear it in the instruments as well. They were just fantastic, fantastic.
Well, I just want to say thank you for being with our studios today. And final question for you before we leave here, because we're going to play a couple of your songs, but any special shout-outs to people that have been in your corner that just make it possible for you to do what you do?
My goodness, there's quite a bit. So many of the newer artists that are coming out call me and ask for advice, or like hearing my stories, and it makes a guy feel good, right? So I'm appreciative of that. My family, of course, my mom, dad, everybody, all my aunts, uncles, the entire town of Gallup, who shows up for a show of mine if I go out there, and are always cheering me on. Nelson Martinez, you know, used to be Channel 7. I started with him back in 96 when I opened shows for Nelson.
Oh my
gosh. Do one song here, one song there, and then eventually began to take my own 20-minute slot and opened a show for him. And we worked very well together for many years. But I think my biggest cheerleader, my biggest friend, confidant, everything is Noberta Fresques. Noberta and I, it's a great relationship in that one where I know when she says, Antonio, that was not your best work. We're going to have to try that again or whatever. It's in a way to where it's real and I get it. Right. And it's never to make me feel bad or do anything like that. Egos are aside when you work with her. And I appreciate that very much about her. She's very careful with me. She teaches me quite a bit. So I think she's been my greatest influencer and greatest friend in the industry. I also give out a shout out to Olivia Romero, my Wapa's mom and dad. My goodness, getting me booked in the many places that she did, because she took a risk a lot of times to add me to the Fiesta lineups where Ernestine would play, right? And she would give me her van to change in, and so it became my dressing room at places, or would feed me or whatever when we were first starting out. I'm a few years in the business ahead of Ernestine, but it just felt like we just careers grew together. And so Olivia's always on my side and just such a great person to me. Her and Willie always cheering me on for whatever.
Beautiful people.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. But I'm just grateful. You know, all the people that book us year after year after year, I thank you for giving us the opportunity, for letting me bring mariachi to it, whether we can get a whole group there or just me. I think people know when you get my show, that's kind of what you get. I'm not going to steer from mariachi, especially classic style mariachi. I want to preserve it in that form. And so most of my recordings are on that, you know, based on that, and as are my live shows. So you get to experience mariachi, the dance that goes along with it. We bring trio sometimes, and it's just a great time. And so,
well, Antonio, we're so thankful that you're here today, that you've shared your music and some of your stories with our listening audience. We want to have you back. We invite you back, and we encourage our listening audience to do a few things. Practical steps. Go to all your social media outlets to follow you. Go to your website at antonioreina.com to buy your music. Call all the radio stations and encourage all of them and us to continue supporting New Mexico artists and to play the music. And Gracie and all the other fans out there that are listening, thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. And Antonio, thank you.
And thank you. And thank you to all of you all who play it for us. So Esteban and Casey, my goodness, that guy is day one since I started when nobody was looking at anything. And he's like, yeah, we'll play it, you know. And sure enough, and he still is always supporting my. Alonso Lucero, I don't know if you remember Alonso from Cabecu. Mm-hmm. That was the first one I ever did a radio interview with. And he still calls me to this date and to see how we're doing or to go play at a deal for him and stuff like that. So there's a very special bond with all of you all as our
Thank
DJs.
You.
So
Thank
you don't you. Just play the music, but you really watch out for us and give us good words and kind words. So thank you to you all.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And I want to say good morning to Brother Casey, Brother Matt, all the other brothers in the broadcasting business. God bless you all. And here is Antonio Reina. We have two more songs for your enjoyment. God bless you. Back with Antonio, hopefully very, very soon. All
Thank
right,
you.
Folks.
La orilla de un palmar, yo vi a una joven bella. Su boquita de coral, sus ojitos, dos estrellas. Al pasar le pregunté, ¿qué quiere? Estaba con ella y me fue.
llorando, sola vivo en el palmar. Soy huérfanita, no tengo padre ni madre, ni un amigo hay que me venga a consolar. Solita paso la vida a la orilla de un palmar, y solita voy y vengo como las olas del mar. Soy huérfanita, no tengo padre ni madre, amigo hay que me venga a consolar. Solita paso la vida a la orilla de un palmar, y solita voy y vengo. Fiestas de mi rancho, con sus chinas, mariachis y canciones, y esos charros que traen sombrero ancho. ¡Qué bonita esa yegua la sana pajarera, va a enseñarles a echar una mangana y montarla y quitarle lo matrera? Que rechule es la fiesta del Bajío. Ay, qué linda sus hembras y su sol. Rinconcito que guarde el amor mío.
Así me lo Antonio, y vámonos pa'l rancho.
A darse un buen quemón, que esa yegua que viene del potrero solo es buena para el diablo del patrón. Las mujeres han de ser como todas las poterancas, que se ingren y se amansan con su dueño, y no pueden llevar jinatenancas. Que rechule es la fiesta del barrio.